This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Just because there aren't enough gimmicky holiday things this time of year, retailers trying every which way to get us to buy more, we turn now to food with a little bit of holiday cheer, I suppose you might say. Vanessa Wong writes about the food business at Bloomberg Businessweek. Vanessa, it's good to talk to you again.
Hey, Kai. Great to be on again. Thanks for having me.
I will tell you that I find this idea of festive flavoring somewhat problematical.
Why is that?
I can't find it actually right here in the studio, but there's a Pringles flavoring for the holidays that just it boggled my mind. Pecan pie Pringles was one of them, and there was another one, right?
Yeah, so there are pecan pie Pringles and cinnamon and sugar Pringles.
Okay, these are potato chips, you guys. Come on.
Right. It's not the first time. Pringles last year did pumpkin pie spice and white chocolate peppermint Pringles. Someone described it unflatteringly as a little bit like having toothpaste on a chip.
Oh. So. people actually must buy these things, right? I mean, I know I'm making light of it, and we are, I suppose, but people do buy these things and eat them.
Oh, absolutely. It totally works. I mean, the fourth quarter from October to December is, you know, typically the busiest period for supermarkets and grocery
stores. Oh, is that right?
Stores.
Not just regular retailers, but groceries too?
Grocery stores as well. The period, you know, around Thanksgiving and Christmas is the biggest time for seasonal in and out items. And whether or not they succeed, a lot of them do, depends on either, you know, what flavors available that year, but also how the retailer decides to display them. Depending on what your consumer is, there are certain ways to help move items off the shelves a little bit faster. This is something that happens every year, and companies, you know, such as Kellogg, which does Pringles and Kraft, don't mess around. So it's definitely something that makes their customers loyal and happy.
It's worth noting, for all my scorn of these flavored items, that Starbucks and pumpkin spiced latte has sold 200 million of those drinks in the past 10 years.
Oh, yeah. It's like a beverage with a cult following. And people really look forward to the launch of pumpkin spice latte every fall. But there are kind of more winter-flavored lattes at Starbucks. They have a peppermint mocha, caramel brulee, gingerbread, and even an eggnog latte.
Or one could just have a cup of coffee.
Right, exactly. You'll save yourself a few calories that way.
What's your favorite? Do you have a favorite thing?
I would probably go with some of the coffee-flavored holiday offerings.
Really? Like holiday-themed Coffee Mate powdered whatevers?
Right, yeah.
Oh, man.
It's those refrigerated creamers that you'll find, you know, like dark chocolate fudge this year and spiced latte. And in past years, they've done pumpkin spice and peppermint, which they say were their best sellers.
All right, you know what the good part of all this is?
What's that?
The holidays are going to be over soon. That's what the good part of all this is.
Right.
All right. That's it. Vanessa Wong at Bloomberg Businessweek. Thank you.
Thank you. Happy eating.